You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this game, William to score in a Chelsea win is 3-1. Marko Arnautovic to score in a Stoke win is 16-1. I said it last week and I'm going to keep saying it. Chelsea under Hiddink, a different animal. But they take on a Stoke side who are doing pretty well at the moment. So I think this is quite a tight one to call as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think Derek will be all over Stoke City here at 6-1. But Mark Hughes is my concern here. We've mentioned this on the podcast on numerous occasions. When he sets up a side to go away from home to an inverted commas, a big club, they fail historically. Mark Hughes has lost 30 and drawn 4 of his last 34 Premier League matches as a coach. Anfield, at the Emirates / Highbury, Old Trafford and Stamford Bridge combined. When he sets a team up to go away from home to a big club, they don't win football matches. Chelsea are 6 games unbeaten at home in the Premier League. They have admittedly drawn 4 of those. I wouldn't want to back Chelsea at 1-2, but I'm reticent to back Stoke at 6-1. I think the bet here could be the draw at 3-1. Chelsea have drawn a lot of matches recently. Stoke might be slightly overpriced. I envisage an entertaining game here. I'll go with the draw and match result in both teams to score the draw at 4-1. I don't think this will end 0-0, so I'll go either 1-1 or 2-2 in this match. So match result in both teams to score the draw at 4-1. Not confident Mark Hughes can set a team up to go away at a big club and win a football match.
That is interesting. I didn't know that. I mean, it's hard to argue against, isn't it? I mean, you know, that's not just bad luck, is it? I don't know, that reveals some sort of an odd mindset.
And that's not a small sample either there.
No.
34 Premier League matches as a coach,
exactly.
Away at Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester United and Chelsea. Lost 30 and drawn 4, which I find astonishing.
I do. I'm open-mouthed in amazement at that. And I'm just looking at the recent results at Stamford Bridge. You know, they lost 2-1-0 last season, but before that it was a 3-0, a 1-0, a 1-0, a 2-0, a 7-0. They go there and not even score. You know, I know that Mark Hughes hasn't been in charge for all of those, but he has been for a few.
Yeah.
That is a big worry. But the 6-1 and Chelsea are 1-2, and Chelsea, okay, they are a different animal under Gus Hiddink, but they're still not the Chelsea of old. You know, some of the better players are getting too old. I'm still not convinced about one or two of the others who are making headlines at the moment. And Hazard, he's flattered to deceive. I thought he was coming back to his best, but he seems to have gone back into his shadow. The big thing about Chelsea, you're backing them at 1-2, is that they've got a PSG game next week in the Champions League.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Chelsea player, you're at home to Stoke. You're mid-table. Stoke are probably a couple of places higher. It's not a glamour tie, is it? Not a glamour match, rather. And then you've got this massive game next week, which, you know, their season's going to revolve around. I can't back Chelsea at 1-2 here. The worry about Stoke is what you just said, Mark Hughes' record. I think I'll play safe. Not after my MO, but I'm going to here. I'm going to go Stoke plus a goal at 8-5.
Fair enough. So basically Stoke to get a point or better.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the draw at 3-1. I agree with Derek about that trip to PSG being on their mind. That's absolutely huge for... that match at home against PSG. That's huge for Chelsea, but I think they'll want to protect that Gus Hiddink record in the Premier League, so I'll go with the draw at 3-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.